Good morning, Todd Zwillick.
Good morning, John Hockenberry.
Todd Zwillick from Washington, D.C., Takeaway Washington correspondent on The Week Inside the Beltway. You know, I couldn't figure out what was going on in Washington this week. It seemed to me most lawmakers were more concerned about the Washington Redskins than they were about getting anything done. But you have a much better view than I do. What do you make of the week?
Well, things did get done, both on the administration side and in Congress, believe it or not. A bill has passed. It's a jobs bill, and it's a little bit remarkable. But I'll start you off.
Is it the veterans thing?
Yeah, the veterans thing, which is part of this 3% withholding bill, both of which have jobs implications. Look, it's not a great big jobs bill. It's going to help some vets just in time for Veterans Day. You know, Congress has a habit of lining up votes like this that align nicely with holidays for people that we care about. And we all care about vets, and certainly politicians care about vets. So here are the results. This bill that passed the Senate yesterday gives a $5,600 tax credit to any business that hires a veteran who's been looking for a job for 6 months. If that veteran is disabled and has been looking for a job for at least 6 months, it's $9,600. So that's substantial. And may spur some businesses to hire some vets. We're all for that. Doesn't create any demand, and the economists still are saying this is a demand-driven economy with very, very tepid, weak, anemic demand, and you have to do that if you really want to get jobs online. But the White House is behind this. This was part of the president's jobs bill. Republicans got behind it, and everyone passed it. And I think what you saw, John, was both sides sort of confronting the limits of their cynicism in a way. Republicans, who have opposed almost everything the president has proposed on jobs, you know, said, look, for vets, we will pass this thing. We'll get on board with it. Nobody wanted to be cowed by the politics of veterans. Democrats, on the other hand, did not pair this with being paid for by a millionaire's tax. They didn't try to do a gotcha vote on anybody saying, oh, you know, you'll oppose the veterans because you love millionaires. They didn't pull any of that stuff. Everybody backed off and sort of confronted the limits of their politicking here and got something done.
Well, we'll see if it's a model for anything more substantive and less symbolic on dealing with jobs for the 14 million Americans outside of the 2 million and change veterans that this bill could conceivably affect. The White House made a major decision. It's not so much drill, baby, drill, the Republican mantra about drilling for offshore fossil fuel resources, something the administration seems to be on the fence about. But this is pump, baby, pump. What happened this week?
A big, long 1,700-mile pipeline that is supposed to run from just around Edmonton up there in Alberta down to the U.S. Gulf in Louisiana, right across the heart of the country. John, in Canadian football, you punt on third down. In American football, of course, you punt on fourth down. The president here has punted on just about on the third and a half down. He split the difference between Canada and the U.S. This project has been being batted around Washington and the regulators for more than 3 years. And the State Department yesterday, which was technically in charge of this since it's a transnational pipeline, has put this project on hold. And why did they do it? Well, the president found himself in a really difficult political bind. This is a long pipeline. It's pumping something called oil sands. Unions, certainly the oil business, different businesses were behind this all the way. Thousands of jobs, the opportunity to pump and sell oil, they were absolutely behind it. And in a bad job economy, how do you turn down something that's going to create thousands and thousands of jobs? Well, you do it if you have environmental groups breathing down your neck saying explicitly, we didn't get what we wanted on ozone regulations. We didn't get what we wanted on climate change. This president has not been a close friend of the environment, even though he ran on it. And if you approve this pipeline, not only are we not going to actively support you, we're not going to send money, we're not going to organize our people for your reelection, Mr. President. They weren't subtle, they were explicit. So the State Department has said, well, you know what? This pipeline goes through some sensitive lands in Nebraska. We're going to put the decision on hold until after 2013, until we can find a more acceptable environmental route. They made it all about Nebraska. The State Department says their decision was not influenced politically, but it certainly did help the president get out from under a tough one here before the election. They punted. Yep. That's simple punted. As that.
Yeah, young Zwittek, I love how your mind works. So your knowledge of Canadian football details just astounds me, I have to say.
I was educated in that great country of Canada. I did live there for 5 years. I better know something about it.
All right. Can we get back to Washington for just a second?
Let's
the Super
it.
Committee, it's not so much a football game. It's more like watching paint dry, maybe a very slow chess match. What's happening?
It is high stakes dysfunctional chess, sort of three dimensional chess, like from
Star Trek.
I've never
played high stakes dysfunctional chess so.
In a three dimensional format, like on the Starship Enterprise. That's how bad it is. Ooh. Right now. Offers and counter offers, but there have been some positive signs. There were signs earlier this week that the two sides had walked away from one another. Both sides say that's not true, but they said we're not talking anymore unless we get a credible offer from the other side. Here's what's on the table. Democrats wanted a $2.3 trillion deal that has $1 trillion in increased revenue. Most of that is from taxes and from higher taxes on the wealthy. Think those Bush tax cuts, right?
Right.
Republicans think that's a non-starter, but they did put some taxes on the table, $300 billion worth, not in increased rates, but in rolling back some tax breaks and tax considerations, itemized deductions and such that wealthier people might use.
And some of the lawmakers on the committee are trying to sort of make sure that people understand that this process is going to just sort of take its time. You actually spoke with John Kerry. Listen to him.
I think everybody needs to kind of, you know, just calm down, let the process work. We all understand the time frame. We all understand the pressure. We all understand the stakes. We want to try to get something done.
I don't know, Todd. John Kerry saying everybody calm down is kind of, I mean, he puts me to sleep just when he enters the room. I don't know.
11 days. Clock is ticking. 11 days to go. People aren't quite calm because the stakes are so very high. And the enforcement mechanisms, the defense cuts and domestic spending cuts that go into effect if they fail, nobody wants that. Plus, John, people are looking across the water at Europe and seeing the euro and the European economies fall apart. They don't want to be part of that. They want to show that we can do something big and positive.
That's a dysfunctional strip poker over there in Europe. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much. Have a good weekend.
My pleasure. My pleasure, John. You too.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.